And now I'm really pleased to introduce our speaker tonight with the title of a message called Willingness, our good friend Bill Dietrich.
Hi. We'll start off with our meditation. Yeah, would you like to? That'd be great. That always adds a lot. So if you'd like, close your eyes. You don't have to, but I think it works better. And I'd like you to take a deep breath. Let's breathe in together and exhale with the sound of ah. Breathe in together, please. Ah. Second time together. Ah. And one more time together. Ah. We say ah because it is the sound of God. Ah. God. Yahweh, Jehovah, Buddha, Krishna, Allah, God. Let that sound reverberate in your mind. Let it fill you and surround you. For we live and move and have our being within God. God is. And so say in your mind, God is. And I am. God is. And I am. God is, I am. Let's take these few moments to go within, to be aware of our inner environment, and open yourself to feeling. Open yourself to whatever feeling is there. It doesn't matter what it is. Joy, sadness, anger, enthusiasm, appreciation, resentment, whatever it is, just let yourself feel it. Whatever's there right now. What are you feeling? And as you're feeling whatever it is, accept it. It's part of you in this moment. Accept what you're feeling right now. It's not wrong or right. It just is. It's a part of you in this moment. So accept it. Embrace it. Love it. And as we accept our feelings as they show up, we reclaim parts of ourselves that we've lost, that we've rejected. So reclaim this part of yourself. And as we reclaim, we become whole. No longer rejecting or projecting what we feel, but embracing it, accepting it, embracing it, loving it. Now, give yourself a moment to think of a feeling someone else has that is annoying or upsetting. You know who that person is. Accept what they feel. Even if you don't like it, accept it. Because it's not wrong or right, it's just how they feel. Feelings don't have to be justified. They just are. So accept their feeling, embrace it, and send that person love. Love their feelings as they are right now, because that's a part of them in this moment. As we embrace our feelings, as we embrace the feelings of others, the universe in turn embraces us. And so it is. Willingness. In a mindset where you see God as the big guy in the sky, or you take literally that Old Testament God, or the what's happened to the New Testament God from Paul onward, you look to hope. You hope that things are going to be okay. You hope the job comes through. You hope this disease can be cured. You hope the world will be more at peace. But hope only works in a world where you see that God is the big guy in the sky. But we know that that's not who or what God is. God is within us and around us. And we are part of God. So it's not about hope. It's about our willingness to accept that, to accept our own divinity. Hope says that a person or a thing is going to come and save me or help me, that something good might happen, or that I want something to be the case, even though it's not right now. Hope with no movement on your part is stagnant. So the first question is, are you willing to do more than hope? You can spend your time hoping that something outside you will come and save you. It's not going to happen. It doesn't work that way. Hope by itself is not enough. So let's talk about willingness. Let's talk about how things work in universal law. Parts of ourselves, negative feelings, we call them negative anyway, let's say unpleasant feelings. We resist them, and we often project them on the world. For example, if I have this feeling inside that says I'm not good enough, that can manifest because I don't want to feel it. I get rid of the feeling. I push it out there. It's not me. It can't be me. It's the world. So it manifests then in my physical life. Feelings that we don't want to deal with and that we project, we manifest in our physical life. It could be not good enough, could be not enough money, or it could be being rejected socially, or being treated poorly in relationships. Projected feelings are unwanted and blamed on others or the world. And they manifest in your interactions with the world, in the actions of others, accidents, situations, crises. These manifestations prove to you that what you think you know, that the world or other people are responsible for what's ever wrong in your life. It's the world. It's our culture. It's the president. It's my mom and dad and the way they raised me. It's my first or second spouse. It's whoever. And we tend to blame, and then we don't want to embrace those feelings and deal with those feelings, and so we push it out there. But it always is there to remind us in the physical manifestations that show up. That's how universal law works. There are parts of ourselves, unpleasant parts, that we resist, that we don't project them, we reject them. And they become illness or injury in the body. Here's a quote from A Course of Love. Sickness is not sickness, but rejected feelings. The rejected feelings that became physical were made separate from the self, and yet were maintained in the body, thus interrupting the body's natural means of functioning. So these manifestations come to us to prove what we think we already know, that we're to blame for whatever's messed up in our lives, guilt, shame, whatever it might be. The truth is, there's no escape from your feelings. You project them on the world, they manifest as some kind of lack. You reject them outright, and they become dis-ease of some kind. The next question then is, are you willing to face your feelings, as opposed to rejecting them or projecting them? It all begins with acceptance. Accept the way you feel. How you feel right now, how you felt during that incident 10 years ago, accept it. Feelings are not good or bad. Joy, sorrow, enthusiasm, hurt, gratitude, resentment, they're just feelings. Feelings are meant to pass through. You feel them, you experience them, they move through you. Our tendency, though, as humans, is to resist them. And resistance is where we have issues. The physical will constantly remind us of what we've resisted, although we might not know what it's reminding us of. I'm experiencing pain, and it might not be in my awareness that the pain is there because of some guilt I feel. And guilt always seeks punishment. There's only two ways to respond to a feeling: with love or with fear. With love, you accept and embrace how you feel. With fear, you expel, project, reject. With love, you embrace and remain whole. With fear, you separate. You separate parts of yourself. With love, you embrace hurt, sadness, grief, anger, and all other feelings, because they are part of you in the present moment. So it's interesting, I've been spending a lot of time on this, what I've been talking to you about, because I've had plenty of manifestations to give me the opportunity to practice what I'm talking to you about practicing. In the outside world, I entered January feeling pretty good because I had several thousand dollars worth of work lined up in my business. It all went away. It's like that. Gone. One moment it was there, and the next moment, two clients were gone. Hopefully they'll kick in later. I have promises that they will, but you know. So that was difficult. And then the last couple weeks, I went through quite a few days of a really severe cold. And then once that ended, had a few other things going on, a lot of pain. That's why I'm sitting down. It's hard to stand up for a long time. Just pain. And I'm not going to go into the details of it. I know it medically, why it's there and everything. But so my practice with having pain for the past few days is, for one thing, just sitting with it and, I mean, doing what I can. Nothing much works, but not able to sleep more than an hour and a half at a time, but just resting. And as whenever I think of it, to send love and to open myself to feelings. Because if what I'm saying is true, and I do think it is, then those manifestations are in my life because of rejected or projected feelings. That doesn't require an analysis on my part, like I've got to figure it all out. All it requires of me is to be open to feelings and to ask, what's this about? What's this for? So my efforts, I tend to go natural, so homeopathics, things like that. Though I did break down and buy some Tylenol, which I haven't had in like 20-some years. It hasn't worked that well, actually. But a little bit. It's maybe dulled it a little bit. But anyway, I'm not trying to get rid of it by taking things. I'm trying to make sure I get some sleep and so I can focus. It's not about trying to get rid of it. It's there because the source of it are my rejected or projected feelings. So if I want to take advantage of this opportunity, and that's what I see it as, it's not a fun opportunity, but there's a part of me that is seeing it as a great opportunity to have all this stuff going on right now. You know, it could always be worse, right? Or at least perception-wise. So I spend time sitting with it, opening myself to feelings and sending love. Memories come up of a time in life when I felt guilty or upset or hurt or whatever, and I just sit with that memory and I send love to it. I love the feeling. I love the me that experienced that feeling. So that's how I'm working with it. Because, yeah, I could go to doctors and do all the things you have to do to get rid of symptoms, but causes are not physical, they're metaphysical, they're spiritual. They're the unseen causes the seen. So dis-ease is caused by, as I've already said, rejected feelings. Or as A Course of Love, it says in there, sickness is not sickness, it's rejected feelings. That may be hard to swallow for some of us, and hopefully it doesn't lead to guilt, because that just leads to more issues. It's that sort of new thought guilt, you know, like there's something wrong with me because I can't heal this. Well, what's wrong with you is the human condition. And same with me, we all have it. And the idea is to unify ourselves, to make ourselves whole, and to align ourselves with our source. So think of it this way. All feelings, rather than being good or bad, are part of your intuition. All feelings, even anger, even resentment, even bitterness, it's your intuition speaking to you. We tend to respond to intuition differently than we respond to unwanted feelings. But what if you responded to unwanted feelings as if they were telling you something that is as yet unknown to you? Usually you respond to unwanted feelings thinking you already know. I feel depressed. That's bad. Got to do something about it. I'm angry. Got to do something about it. Vent, blame, yell, or do some technique to calm myself. What if that feeling, regardless of what it is, has come to benefit you? Are you willing to listen? What if you get really angry? Are you willing to stop and say, wow, I'm feeling really angry, and it's okay. What's this telling me? What is my intuition telling me? When you embrace the world inside you, the universe embraces you, because you're whole. The path to wholeness, to true prosperity, well-being, is acceptance and to embrace all of your feelings. When you love your feelings, you extend rather than reject or project. You extend love, and that love manifests as well-being. Some corroboration that is not exactly the same but similar. What we're talking about here is opening up to our source, opening up to God or spirit, whatever you call it. And we do that through love. So this is a quote from the writings of Abraham. You've maybe heard this one before. I think it's one of the best ones. You could have every deadly disease known to man, and some they haven't even figured out yet. You could have them all in your body right now, and tomorrow they could all be gone. If from one day to the next, you learned how to allow the energy to flow, or substitute for that, the love to flow, the resistance to stop. We really are not encouraging those kinds of quantum leaps. They are a little uncomfortable. What we really are encouraging is every day being selfish enough to say, nothing is more important than that I feel good. And I'm going to find ways today. I'm going to begin my day by meditating and bringing myself into alignment with my source energy. And as I move through my day, I'm going to look for opportunities to appreciate so that all day long, I'll bring myself back to the source energy. If there's an opportunity to praise, I'm going to praise. If there's an opportunity to criticize, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and try to meditate. Within 30 days of mild effort, you can go from one of the most resistant people on the planet to one of the least resistant people on the planet. And then those who are watching you will be amazed at the amount of manifestations that begin to appear in your physical experience. So it talks about, Abraham talks about being in a state of appreciation. It's the same thing I'm talking about. Love whatever shows up. Appreciate it. Then you open yourself up to, it really what it's called is integration. It's integrating yourself. Rather than casting off parts of yourself, hating them, rejecting them, projecting them, you accept it. It's part of you. And maybe it's not pleasant, but by accepting it, by integrating it, you heal it. And one other one. This is one of my favorite quotes from A Course in Miracles. It's from chapter 27. If you wish only to be healed, you heal. Your single purpose makes this possible. But if you are afraid of healing, then it cannot come through you. The only thing that is required for a healing is a lack of fear. The fearful are not healed and cannot heal. For if it were, there were no need for healing then. I'm sorry, I skipped a line there, I think. The fearful are not healed and cannot heal. This does not mean the conflict must be gone forever from your mind in order to heal. For if it were, there were no need then for healing then. But it does mean, if only for an instant, you love without attack. An instant is sufficient. Miracles wait not on time. There's no sadness where a miracle has come to heal. And nothing more than just one instant of your love without attack is necessary that all this occur. In that one instant, you are healed. And in that single instant is all healing done. Are you willing to accept the way you feel? That was a question. Do you think you are? Are you willing to make that effort? Are you willing to make that decision that I am willing to accept what I feel? That doesn't mean you'll do it every time, but it means you begin the path of acceptance, self-acceptance. I think most of us grow up with this idea that you have to earn the love of God. And then sometimes that gets changed into, I have to earn the love of the people around me. And I have to earn my own love by being the right kind of person. None of that is true. Love is unconditional. God or Source offers love to you without condition. I'm asking you if you are willing to begin offering unconditional love to yourself. And extend that then to others. When that person who's close to you is upset and that you find that annoying or you don't want them to be upset, stop for a moment and just accept it. They're upset, so let them be upset. You don't have to talk them out of it. You don't have to explain everything. You don't have to make it go away. Just accept them exactly as they are. Acceptance. That doesn't mean you have to accept people's behavior. We're not talking about that. If somebody's angry, you can accept their anger, but if they want to hit you, you don't have to accept that. Just to be clear. So we accept people, but we certainly have standards and expectations when it comes to behavior. And hopefully those are strong standards of what you'll accept and what you won't accept. Are you willing to accept and to embrace your feelings? Are you willing? Thank you.